Module 3, it's about interacting and influencing. As stated before, office politics exist in every office environment. Offices are normally made up of a wide range of people and personality types. The key to maintaining good politics is to know how to interact with each other and influence the employees under your management, dealing with different personalities. Good relationships among the employees can build the base for a better team. Different personalities have different strengths and weaknesses, which can be paired together to complement each other. Knowing the different types of personalities and how to deal with them can make any office situation easy to manage. You'll learn more about types of personalities in Modules 5 and 6. Common office personality types: complainer, gossiper, bully, negative Ned or Nancy, information keeper, know-it-all, the apple polisher, nosy neighbor. Build a culture of collaboration. When companies grow, the group culture grows and cliques can begin to form. With so many conflicting visions, a company can lose sight of its original purpose. The goal for a manager is to form a collaboration that features every person's talents and visions. Tips: listen and observe your employees, be diplomatic, keep private matters private, don't get emotional, keep a professional standing. Be nice to everyone, not just those who can help you. It's important to be nice to everyone in the office. As a manager, people should feel free to approach you with their problems or concerns. If they feel as though you've picked favorites or excluded others, it could not only affect their performance on the job, but yours as well. Treating everyone equally is the best way to help prevent cliques and outcasting in the office. Useful tips: stay neutral, don't get involved in office gossip or hype, watch for red flags among employees, monitor how you approach employees and delegate tasks. Be a team player. A team player believes that they can, or the group can, get ahead by working hard and participating toward advancing the goals of the team. They know to put the team's needs ahead of their personal needs and usually follow the path needed to get the job done right the first time. As a manager, you are an important part of the team and an influential team member. Following our previous exercises, we've learned it's important to identify your team's differences and similarities in order to have the team run not only smoothly but successfully. Characteristics of being a team player: do not make prejudgments about your team members. Base your observations on their current work habits and behaviors. Provide encouragement and motivation to your employees. Show empathy for another worker's problems or needs. Keep an open mind about every member. Respect their values and opinions. If problems should arise with an employee or among the team, take care of it right away. Allowing them to go unsettled can cause problems among the team. Case study: Everett gathered a new team of employees together to design a new company logo. He held several meetings to explain the tasks in order that the employees work together to pull it off, although he delegated most of the work to his two top performers. Soon, the group's personalities clashed and many of them began to argue. The project fell behind and they were past due on their deadlines. Everett realized he was favoring some employees and not giving enough attention to others. In turn, the group wasn't sure how to act together and failed to work as a team. He made sure to redelegate the task equally among the group and listen to each employee's input. Once everyone felt equal to one another, they were able to think together and complete the project as planned.